Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris, and we're coming to you from Winter Park as the Vikings enter their bye week. Players and coaches are getting out of here, but we're here, going to bring you some content, going to bring you another Wobcast. We want to apologize to you right off the top. Both of our guests today come via pre-recorded interviews. That's not usually our style for the Wobcast, but we make it up to you because we have two great guests. The first is former NFL quarterback and current CBS game analyst Phil Simms, who, along with Jim Nantz, broadcast Sunday's win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. We talked to him about a number of things, including the NFL experience in London.
I think about it, I do like it. Once I get over here and I see the situation and the environment, I know it's very good and it looks enjoyable. And for the players and the coaches, I feel for them. It's an awful thing. But once they come on the field today and get ready to play this game, they'll realize it's unique and they'll go, wow, I'm glad I'm here to try to have this experience, because the crowd usually gets pretty excited about it.
The Vikings, of course, were the home team on Sunday. They come over a week ahead of time, 6 days ahead of time. The Steelers kind of took the opposite approach as the visiting team. Which do you think is more effective? There's probably not a right and a wrong way. Maybe both ways can work. But, you know, how do you view it? What's the most effective way to do it?
Here's the answer. I've known teams to do it both ways, and both ways have worked in one. But whatever happens here today, if your team loses, they'll second-guess your strategy how to come over. That's just the way it is. And to me, there's nothing like sleeping in your own bed.
Right.
So that's just my opinion. But when we played on the West Coast and I was a player, sometimes we stayed out there for a week. Take me home, because there's nothing like my own bed.
You know, when you're preparing for the Vikings, Phil, you watched some of our games back, offense, defense, special teams. What were some of your thoughts?
Well, there's many thoughts. I think when I look at the team, you know, unfortunate. But when it comes crunch time, and that really does describe your football team a lot. Because of the NFL this year, more than ever, so many close games, and it does come down to either stopping the team or making that drive happen. And a lot of times that happens because it tells you about who your players are. Is anybody good enough on the defense to hit the quarterback? Is the offense good enough to make the plays? And I look at the Vikings and see a team that's close, and now we'll find it. As the year goes on, you got to make those plays, of course, to turn your year around.
The Vikings enter a bye week here in week five, which normally when the schedule comes out in April, you see a week five bye, you kind of scratch your head and wonder, why couldn't we have a later one? But maybe this is a good time for the Vikings to go on a bye.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how to feel about that. I think always when you're a player in an organization, you find a way to justify the bye week, no matter what your situation. If you go into it undefeated, you go, wow, it's good, we need to rest. I'm sure they'll do that. But I think for a team, when you go into a bye week with a loss, it really does change things. I think it makes it worse. You sit around with self-doubt for a few more days than you would normally. So today, whatever happens here, when the game is over, that'll be one of the first things that crosses my mind. I'll feel bad for whoever loses.
Well, safe travels the rest of the way. I hope you guys see a lot more good games down the road.
Well, I know we will. It's the NFL. They're all good.
So what are you doing next week? We're going to be on a bye. We'll be watching games on our couch at home. So where are you going to be?
You will be watching me next week. We have the Denver Broncos in Dallas. So that's going to be exciting. And of course, you know, I hear this guy, Peyton Manning's pretty good. So we're looking forward to seeing
him. Dallas has got a good quarterback, too.
He's really good, too. So you're right. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Just moments after we chatted with Simms on the field at Wembley Stadium, the Vikings and Steelers kicked off. The Vikings won a high-scoring affair, and there was a lot of action. Pete Bursich joined us just after calling the game on the Vikings radio network and told us what he thought. Right after the game, you sometimes have a different feeling than you do after you watch all the film. Right now, it's all good. Like, everything that happened was good. That's what coaches and players think, right?
You're right, but that's all that matters in the NFL is getting a win. And you know, if you could have scripted it, I don't think Leslie Frazier could have scripted a win any better, just because of the fact that at the end of the game, the defense comes through with the big turnover to win the football game, something that hasn't happened in the last 3 weeks. Hopefully this will give them a little boost to confidence.
We thought going into this game this was a huge spot for the Vikings defensive line, whom we've talked about this. They've invested heavily in Jared Allen and Brian Robinson, lots of money, draft picks, Everson Griffin, and we knew they had to play big to get to Ben Roethlisberger because of all the speed they had on the outside. Obviously, you felt like they had a big game for
us. Yeah, they did. And, you know, the only part that was funny was in the first quarter alone, we had four chances to sack Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things. You see Ben on tape. You see his size. You know, you don't realize how big he is till you stand next to him and how quickly he can move. And once they dialed it in a little bit, I think they got after him, and a nice job up front. And that's what you need with that money on the defensive line. Those four guys, their ability to rush the passer, not have to blitz to get it done, was impressive. And it was an effort by all 53 guys on the roster tonight. So it was a very good team win. Like you said, not everything was perfect. Mm-hmm. Not everything was rosy. But, again, you want to just come away with a win. They did that. Now they can jump on a plane tomorrow and enjoy a bye week as a winner.
Yeah. As a coach, you love seeing big-time players like Jared Allen playing big in a big spot like that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the guys. That's how, in this league, the great players separate themselves. They make big plays at big times.
Yeah.
And, for Jared Allen, he had a couple really big plays. Everson Griffin comes up with his first sack of the season and strips the ball and gets it away from Roethlisberger. Kevin Williams right there to, fall on it. We saw it earlier. We had a fumble by Castle. Jerome Simpson was there to fall on it. I mean, this is Pittsburgh Steelers defense, the number six defense, the sixth defense in the league. So those guys aren't chumps on defense.
Right.
They're unable to get turnovers. And that was another thing that we came out plus two today. So another, you step back now and you start looking at the numbers and different things that happened and how this was a victory instead of a loss. Well, we didn't turn the ball over today. We had three turnovers. Mm-hmm. Because two or three, I can't remember. I know Greenway had an interception. We had a fumble right at the end at least. So those are the kinds of things. And it didn't take much to get us to get one in the win column.
Let's stay on the defense here. Chad Greenway, first game in his career with a sack and a pick in the same game. And he was a guy you and I know was hard on himself after the first game, but tonight he was good.
Yeah, he really played well. He's one of the unsung heroes, I think, defensively. You look at a guy like Marcus Sherrills, who gets thrust into a starting position. He kind of earns it last week, and we didn't know if it was just a one-hit wonder. He played very well tonight.
Yep.
Xavier Rhodes made a couple big plays. All those guys. You have Mistrell Raymond and Andrew Sandejo playing safety. I mean, you had a mixture of people in there. When they were cycling D linemen in and out, they were cycling safeties in and out, linebackers. I mean, it was a total defensive effort. And I think all those guys running around kept the legs fresh enough, because the Steelers really had the ball a lot more than the Viking offense did. We were a quick score offense tonight. When's the last time we were able to say that?
Yeah, three play drive and a one play scoring drive. Adrian Peterson's 60-yard run that's going to be one of those that is going to be one of his signature runs, I think, of this season, maybe of his career.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the NFL Europe and everything and the way they want to bring out here, I mean, everybody that came out to the game saw what they wanted to see, and that was Adrian Peterson break a big one. I mean, they got to see that early. The Vikings in all four games have been up early.
Right,
we had a 10-point lead, and we had 7-point leads in every single contest that we played. I think it was the arm of Matt Castle and his poise in the pocket. He's able to see the defense of the Steelers, what they wanted to do, and was able to throw the slants, the timing, the decision-making. Everything was fantastic on his end. We threw the ball deep a couple times to kind of stretch him out, open him up a little bit.
Yep.
So, I can't say enough about the quarterback.
Last thing, offensive line. Is this a performance by them? Like, can offensive lines gel and gain a rhythm off of a game like this?
I think they can. I mean, anytime there's a win, it's a big thing. I mean, the Steelers' defense is solid. They got three horses up front. They're very, very hard to deal with on a consistent basis. And I think the offensive line will, they'll work together. They'll get better.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to step back, like you said. Everybody's happy they got a win. You'll watch this film. There's a lot that you could do better, and put up 34 points and say that the offense could have played better and done some things, and that, I think that's a great sign. So expectations are high, and it's just the timing and the rhythm and the pace of the offense tonight was just very impressive, and I'm happy that these guys came away with the win.
All right, we got a bus to catch. One more night in London.
That's right.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
That's it for this edition of the Wobcast. To take it away, we leave you with a callback from Sunday's win.
Matt takes the snap. Steelers blitz. Matt passes left. Caught first down. Greg Jennings turns it up to the 40. Center of the field to the 50. Gets loose at the 40. He's streaking between the hash marks. And he is gone! 70-yard touchdown, Greg Jennings. It's his first touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings, and the first passing touchdown by Matt Castle. And the Vikings have opened up 9-0. Yes!